crank up the Bowser. Well, the pain at the Bowser is continuing for all of us. That is, if you have a car and it's petrol driven. How high? Well, hopefully we can find out now. Joining me now is NRMA spokesman Peter Currie, who's on the line. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
What's the reason that's been given for the increase at the moment in petrol prices?
Well, it's unfortunately just a continuation of everything that we've seen in 2022. Global factors which have been driving up the price. In fact, started last year, but global factors that have been driving up the price of oil continue to have a major effect. The Russian invasion of Ukraine obviously playing a huge part. There are still supply issues from COVID. A couple of weeks ago, there was a fire at an oil refinery in South. A couple of days ago, sorry, an oil refinery, a fire in an oil refinery in South Korea, which saw prices jump temporarily before they came back. So, all of these global factors, which are beyond our control here in Australia, continue to have such a dramatic effect on the family budget.
But the variation in retail prices is—it's all over the shop. I was watching our local NBN news last night, and there was one in Mayfield here in Newcastle. I think they were selling 91 for $1.77. Yes. This morning, I saw on the way in over $2. Obviously, people are gouging at the Bowser, Peter.
Look, at the start of this week, the average price in Newcastle was $2.09. It was the highest, one of the highest in the state. Now, since that time, thankfully, we've seen it come back a few cents. But unfortunately, the average prices are obviously very high. And at any point in a country where oil companies, service stations can charge whatever they want, you are always going to see a huge spread in prices. And the fact that there are some service stations in the 170s still is a good sign, because it means that if you make the use of the information that is now available to all drivers through real-time data, by getting on the NRMA app or the government's fuel check website, you can identify those cheap service stations and go fill up there. And anyone buying petrol today for $1.77 is doing pretty well compared to others.
Yeah. Look, the previous coalition government, made a big deal about the cut in the fuel excise, which, how do we know that that's being passed on, Peter?
Well, generally speaking, we saw the prices fall, but they also fall at the same time that we had a drop in oil prices.
Yes.
We know for a fact that some service stations continue to have wider profit margins, and so the ACCC has obviously got a job on its hands to make sure that every single service station is passing on the full 22-cent cut. Unfortunately, however, the prices have gone back up again because oil prices broke the record that we had previously broken in March, and this continues to be our major frustration. The biggest factor determining petrol prices in Australia isn't the excise. And even at 22 cents, which is a significant amount, when you are now paying $2.09, I can understand why people would be frustrated, but we're only really going to see any meaningful relief and sustained relief when oil prices finally drop and drop considerably.
Do you think the new government should continue? It was only for 6 months, that 50% cut in the fuel excise. Do you think it should be continued?
Look, they've already said that excise cut will be reintroduced in September. The coalition said the same thing prior to the election. By September, we are all hoping that there will be a significant relief. At the very least, we're hoping supply issues will improve. And we are all looking to the United States, which is gradually ramping up its production levels. Now, if we can get production levels higher globally than what they currently are and supplies start to increase, that should put some downward pressure on prices. Obviously, what is happening in Russia and China's issues with COVID, all of those factors will continue to play a major part. But we are desperately hoping that come September, we'll see some meaningful falls and sustained falls in oil prices. And so it's not as critical an issue and not as much of an impact, a negative impact on the family budget.
I had a call from a listener yesterday asking about the petrol that the then Australian government bought over in the United States and, as I understand it, have stockpiled it over in the US for a rainy day. Is that still there, or have we brought some of that over to Australia?
No, that's still there. That's for a different issue. So that's fuel. So the fuel stockpile, the emergency fuel stockpile, is for those instances, and this has never happened before in the past. It didn't even happen in the height of the Second World War, when Australia can't physically import oil for whatever reason. It would be an almost catastrophic event, which would mean that we couldn't get oil or fuel imported into the country. So that's why every country, every member of the OECD at least, has an emergency stockpile of fuel. The issue we have today isn't that we can't get oil into the country. The issue is that it's
price,
so expensive.
Yeah. But if we bought it a long time ago at a certain price, which as I understand it is what happened, then surely it shouldn't be subject to fluctuating prices?
Well, the problem is it's still got to be refined and then sent across and then a retail price put on it. And that's not what that fuel is meant for. The fuel is meant for the emergency event where there is no fuel. And it's important to point out that that fuel would not be used by you and I. We're talking about some sort of global catastrophe where that fuel would need to be stockpiled for the military or transport or emergency services. It will be mostly diesel, and it would be used to keep the country moving to some extent.
But again, on that stockpile, if you're saying that's for when we can't import it, but if it's sitting over in the United States, what good is it to us out here if we can't import it?
Well, if we can't get access to oil, that oil is there.
Okay, all right. And has our fuel security improved in recent months?
Yes, it has. We've seen an increase in stockpile. We've also seen the previous government invested in improving refineries and also storage facilities here in Australia, which means that we can store more fuel. We would obviously never want to have to use that oil. We have never had to use it in the past. We didn't have to use it in the middle of the Second World War. We didn't have to use it in the middle of a pandemic. So obviously it would take something catastrophic for us to have to use it. But we have taken additional steps now to make sure that it's there.
And, well, looking into the glass ball, the petrol glass ball, can we expect the price to keep increasing?
We are hoping that at the very least it won't go up any further. There is nothing in the glass ball to suggest that it's going to start to fall anytime soon, sadly. But there really isn't any glass ball anymore. I mean, we have gone from having a market, an industry that has been volatile to almost chaotic. That is the nature of oil prices in 2022. You cannot predict what they're going to be tomorrow, let alone next week or next month.
Right. And look, I've said this on numerous occasions, the price of the Bowser keeps going up and down like a proverbial yo-yo. Is it possible for the ACCC to really keep a handle on why those price increases are actually happening? I mean, because they're happening almost on a daily basis.
Well, we all know why they're happening.
Yes, but individual retailers, there's a massive variation.
There is, and there's a couple of reasons for that. First of all, the capital cities of Australia have price cycles. Nowhere else in the world has them, and that's why you see those volatile movements that prices will spike overnight and they'll take 3 weeks to drop. Newcastle is one of the regional areas that follow Sydney because it's close to Sydney. So Newcastle prices, while they won't go as extreme, they tend to follow that Sydney price cycle. Most of the large capital cities have them. But in addition to that, town by town, city by city, service stations can charge whatever they want. And what we do know is that there are two competing strategies. There are those service stations that consistently compete on price. And can I suggest that servo at $1.77 would be one of them. And there are others that are more than happy to charge whatever they can and whatever they want, knowing that people will come in and fill up because of their brand.
All right. Check the apps and shop around is obviously the advice, Peter. Thank you very much for your time, and we'll keep our fingers crossed for petrol prices.
Cheers, mate.
Peter Currie, spokesperson for the NRMA, on the subject of, well, as he said, at the chaotic petrol prices at the moment.